Blog Talk Radio.
Frightful experiments are conducted.
I may have had myself on mute the whole time. Wonderful. So, I'm going to have to edit this. It'll still give us 15 minutes. Basically, we are going over making scary faces. The scary faces going in deep with an eyebrow pencil is great, a dark brown usually, and sometimes black, and going deep into the crevices, and then you would use some kind of a highlighter or other type of makeup, like a concealing wand, to highlight the top parts. And you can achieve ghoulish looks by changing the shapes of your eyebrows. If you scowl in the mirror, you'll get a really good idea of how to make a scary face and reinforce it with color. Well, not necessarily color, but with shadows and light. And you would just go on and do the opposite of what we want to do for regular everyday makeup. And so we're going to just skip ahead. I'm very sorry. So, most of these special effects are still achieved with latex, cotton and tissue, and spirit gum. Spirit gum you want to be careful with. It can irritate. Latex also. I'm allergic to latex. Some of you probably know that Buddy Ebsen was up for the role of the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz and could not do it because he was allergic to the makeup. So some people are severely, I mean, you have to know that if he could have tolerated it at all, he would have done it, right? So how heartbreaking for him, but that was just not the chosen path for him. But be aware that there are some allergies to makeup, and especially stage makeup, that are impossible to get around. So please test this, especially if you're applying it to a child. Test it first You can do that standard test on the wrist that you would do for, you know, the inner elbow, I guess it is, that you would do for hair products. A 24-hour test, a little dab of that spirit gum, a little dab of latex in the inner. And, you know, it's not a bad idea to make a little circle and mark which is which so you don't forget, as your child may react to one and not the other. But a lot of people can tolerate this stuff, so we're just going to go on as if you can. And with the tissues, you can use either, you know, Kleenex, but really what tissue works best are the single-ply sheets of Scott tissue. Those are very strong, and they're single-ply, which it needs to be. We don't want any straight edges. We want them all torn, not cut. Just don't try to take shortcuts by taking stacks of them and cutting them all up. Separate them, and we want to make tears. Push the tissues deep down into the wrinkles, and then stretch. Well, I'm sorry, I skipped the first part. I'm repeating myself. I muted myself. All right, that was my trick for Halloween. So first you're going to apply the spirit gum, a nice thin coat, I would say, to begin with. There's not much, you don't want to get it too thick. And then allow it to become tacky. That'll take a few minutes and it smells. And then you're going to stretch the skin, and that could kind of hurt a little bit, and apply single thicknesses of that of the torn pieces of tissue. And this would be to, you know, build up a false kind of a face. And you can push the tissue deep into the wrinkles, and then at this point let that spirit gum dry, or you can dry it with a hair dryer, which is probably not a bad idea. I would use kind of a cool setting, though, maybe warm, but then you want to stretch the skin again a little and apply a thin coat of latex, and then let that dry or force it dry with a cool hair dryer, and before you release the skin. So you need to really be working either with, you know, one hand stretching the skin, the other ready to pick up a brush that's, you know, right, you know, in the solution or ready to go in the solution, and then alternate with a hair dryer that's already plugged in. Get yourself kind of situated. Or you want to have an assistant, ideally, that would be awesome. Even the person who is, you know, if the person is too young, they're probably not going to want to sit still for this. This is a very laborious process, can be, for the person actually getting it applied. So try to be patient with them. I know it's very difficult for you to do the application, but not so easy for them to sit there in pain with that smell and all that. Hopefully they'll be tolerant. Then you would want to powder the latex. That you could use, actually, cornstarch is awesome for that. Cornstarch might actually even minimize some of the irritation. And you would just go around and kind of shape almost like paper mache. And a lot of you are moms who probably have already done a couple of paper mache projects with you or for your child. And you would just go around and create this fake face. And it doesn't have to be a whole face. You could maybe just do a big long nose for a traditional green witch. You could do a big chin. A lot of people will use that putty to do that. Sometimes that putty comes off. But if you want to, you know, really take it to the next level, the whole face, it depends on what you're doing it for, I'm sure. Cotton would be if you wanted to really, you know, exaggerate the features. Say you're doing the Incredible Hulk or something like that. You might want to, instead of applying the torn tissue, apply the cotton. And for this, I would not suggest cotton balls as much as, you know, well, depending on what you're doing. But usually that rolled cotton is excellent for this because you can just kind of tear it apart and get a roll and have a piece go straight across the forehead and then two separate pieces for just above the eyebrows and separate pieces for under the eye and around the cheeks, and definitely separate the pieces above the mouth. You could put one under the mouth. You could do this to achieve a cat's-like makeup or a very, very old, Elizabethan look or something. We've used this for a number of things. You can also go straight from spirit gum to, and of course you would cover that. You would cover the cotton with a thin layer of latex. You would want to be very, very, you're going to be stretching the skin just as you did with the other, with the tissue application. Stretch the skin and powder the latex. Go ahead and use cornstarch. It's awesome. It's non-comedogenic. It's not going to clog the pores. You still may have irritation, but that might help it. And you could go ahead and put rubber mask grease over the dried latex. So that's like grease paint, which would be readily available the same place. Probably going to go in and spend a little chunk of change on this. Hopefully you win first prize. And make up for it. Some people will go as far as to do their hands. Now, in the book that I'm looking at from college, this is showing, it's extremely advanced. This is for stage film. This is, you can age with latex and cornmeal. And so it's got, kind of goofy bumps. You can use Miller's brand to get a really monstrous kind of a hand, or you could use this also on your face. And this would be very scary. This would look like, it looks like somebody just came up out of quicksand. And that's just mixing latex with bran. First you put on the spirit gum, allow it to tack up, and then put the bran directly onto, or the cornmeal, as the case may be, however bumpy you want it to be. Cornmeal is not as bumpy. The Miller's bran is extremely bumpy. And, if you wanted giant chunks, you could probably use, like, Quaker Oats and make giant chunky to look very warty. And then after the bran or the, we'll just call it texture, after the texture, you would cover that with a clear latex. And don't forget to stretch a little bit. You're going to have to be careful. Don't let it all knock off, because that can happen. And then, of course, the makeup would go right over that. So the grease paint, whether it's green or, you're going to do varying colors. And then you would powder. You can powder before and after that grease paint, really. And the powder just kind of helps you from pulling the whole thing off before the application of the makeup. And you can take a shortcut and wear an actual latex glove and kind of rough that up, or a vinyl glove and rough that up and cover that with the spirit gum and do the same basic procedure. That's kind of nice on the irritation too. That would be a great thing. Don't forget the basics. This is kind of what we what I had cut out with my mute button. I'm very sorry about the mute button. But if you take your arch and create the arch in your eyebrow into a point, that's going to give you a Spock look, a vampire look, a pirate kind of a look. And then you would want to darken your temples the actual skin, I mean, not just where there's gray, as the case may be. And underneath, you know, your cheekbone, greatly exaggerate that. The parentheses lines around from your corner of your nose to the corner of your mouth, those, draw right in them with your eyebrow pencils. We are almost out of time. I do wish that I had given more time to this, or at least been unmuted. The other thing you can do with the hair, you can go straight on with the spirit gum straight to hair. You know, I think I may go over. So this will, for those of you listening live, it'll stop, but you'll be able to cue it up and get it in just a couple of minutes, because I forgot to talk about some of these things like scars, to create a scar, and the putty. I wanted to go into better. Use this putty to build up the nose. You would want to use a KY jelly type of thing to keep the putty from sticking to your hands. Don't use petroleum jelly, but some kind of a thing that would possibly even a hand sanitizer might work. But this putty, same place, you would get it from like Halloween USA or any place that would have costumes and that kind of thing. And you would make sure that the putty is, you know, brand new. And clean the skin with cotton and rubbing alcohol. I know, witch hazel, skin toner, not best ever toner, though. But that might all be helpful, because oil will make it not adhere to the skin, which is why you don't want to use petroleum jelly. But you know, and this reminds me of making a pie crust, how you would use flour to keep it from sticking. In this instance, though, if you used, like, cornstarch, it might add to the putty. It might make the putty not adhere to the skin. So that's why they always suggest that KY. So you would separate that and kind of build, you know, knead it through your fingers and separate it, and you could plop it right onto the nose and create a bump, and then there would be a softened ball of putty that was on the nose in the spot where it was to be built up. You can carefully blend it on, and if it looks like it's going to be a good fit, I would actually fashion it first before putting the spirit gum down. That's how we were taught to get it kind of right and make sure that it fits and it's going to be exactly how you want it. If you're making a big hump in your nose, a bump in the nose, that's really the best way to do it, especially. And then once you have it how you want it, you would put that spirit gum down, let it get tacky, and then put the putty right onto the skin and make sure that you have good adhesion. If it is not securely attached, take it off and then paint the nose with spirit gum again. Let it dry, get tacky again. But usually it will... it'll be fine the first time. If it's not fine still, you can use spirit gum and a little bit of cotton under the putty, and then that would create a kind of a bondo, and then you would attach that back to your nose. And then you want to probably go over it with a little bit more putty to blend it out, and you could paint a little latex over it. It depends on what you're going for. You may not need that, but you want to work it and make sure that you get it very smooth and keep that lubricating jelly on your hands while you're touching it so that you don't begin to tear it up or off. And when it's perfectly smooth and the lubricating jelly is dry also, then you could stipple the putty, which is like tap it with a sponge and give it texture. If you don't want to do that, then you could just, you know, start to apply makeup. I would still use a little powder, a little of the cornstarch at first, after it's dried. And then you could apply either color like green or whatever color. If you're doing makeup, you would just use like a pancake makeup or pan stick grease paint of some kind and match it to the rest of the face and rest of the skin. You can use this also to create a mole or whatever it is that you like. You can build up the chin in the same way, same manner. And this is a lot of fun, actually. You can make someone look dead by using a lot of blue, a lot of blue undertones, a lot of grays and blues. So this kind of lets you know what to stay away from in real life. and if you wanted to, you could make a nice mole with Knox gelatin. Knox gelatin is awesome. Forgot about Knox gelatin. So you would just take a small little amount of that and, cleanse the skin again, put the envelope of Knox gelatin or part of it into a small container, and then put some teaspoons of hot water that equals out. It's got the formula right on it. I think it's like 2-to-1 water. Not sure. It might be 1-to-1. If the container has a lid or a cover, then you can cover it and it'll stay warmer longer. And then you could either color the gelatin, which is, you know, an interesting way, or you could, you can even color it with micas, or you can put little seeds in it, or you could put all kinds of little things in it for texturizing. If you're going to make like a mole, you could use this to make giant, you know, eye pouches under the eyes. Oh, where's the scars? Let's go to scars. Quickly, quickly. It's too late for quick, isn't it? But you could do scars with they're talking about liquid plastic. You can actually do it with this too. Just, you know, give it a little bit of color. Put a little bit of pink in there, or red, or some, you know, highly contrasting color, and you can draw a little scar on, and it will dry. And if you put a little brown in there, you can make a little lumpy mole and apply that. And you can either put that on smooth or hairy skin. The hair will actually help it adhere and hold that gelatin in place. You could make big, scary, you know, brains are coming out with this method if you have a lot of the Knox gelatin. And I would do varying shades of it in that case. You can kind of mix them together in some points, but you could have the gray matter and red, blood red, and just different. There are all kinds of things that you can do with this. This is a lot of fun. It's kind of gross to talk about, but so the gelatin, it will dry in a pretty short time. It's very, very quick drying. And what did they use? You just apply the latex right over it. Apply the latex right over it, and that will help to keep it in place and adhere it. And I would again follow it with a powder with with the cornstarch is awesome. And this gelatin actually is a little bit less irritating too. And since you can create solid-looking colors with it by just, you know, adding a mica, you could add probably bare minerals to it and come up with a good skin color. This might be a really good alternative to using the, they're not saying to use the spirit gum. We were taught to always use spirit gum, and I guess that's too. Oh, yeah, they are. Here they're saying it. But you can do this. You can also, obviously, make molds out of it. I've seen people make, you know, these bizarre molds of eyeballs and all kinds of crazy stuff. So you can get very, very creative with this and have really a great time. I'll try to get a little bit more information together and possibly post it at dnashopper.com/info. And I may even do another show on this, because I am short a few shows. I'm very sorry. I'm going through some transitions in my life, I'm happy to announce. So that should be a good thing. Anyway, yeah, because we never did get to the mustache. But you know what? Mustache, you basically put that spirit gum on, let it get tacky, place on the mustache, press it into the spirit gum, darken it, paint some more spirit gum around the edges to make sure that it's not going to fall off. And that should keep it on there. That should keep it on there pretty well. But you could probably check back dnashopper.com/info. This information is all free. I think I might make a stage makeup folder or something like that. Maybe call it Halloween for right now. Or costume makeup, something like that, and post some of these methods on here, because this is a lot of fun, and I think you should have a lot of fun doing it. All right, so with that, I'm going to go on and let you go on with your day. I've kept you over, of course. I'm going to try to edit this, not sure how successful I will be at that, but I would like you to sit back, have a nice Sunday afternoon, and pour yourself something to drink. I get dizzy. I love you.
The laboratory where frightful experiments are conducted.